Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Blessed Trinity is a communion of love. The Father loves the Son loves the Father. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. And we are created in this image, love. That's why when we love, we have peace. When we don't love, we don't have peace. Jesus came on earth just to share this beautiful message. Even he sacrificed his life just to tell us we have to love even to the end, to the point of sacrifice ourselves for others. Love is unconditional. Love is always the first one to love. Jesus did it, and he invited us to follow him. Also, he mentioned, "Those who follow me will carry his cross on every day." That means to say, follow Jesus is not just by word, but by love. Love is to lose ourselves for others. But Jesus promised he will be with us. He said that the two or three united in my name, that means one, loving one another, I will be in your midst. When we have Jesus in our community, in our heart, we have this true peace. Thank you, Jesus, for sharing this beautiful experience, even through your own sacrifice of life, to tell us to what point, to what extent we can love. We have to love until we share our life for one another. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, give your grace that we can follow you faithfully.